This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in New Orleans. Here's one sign of progress after Hurricane Katrina. The air conditioning is finally working at New Orleans City Hall. The job inside that building isn't getting any easier, though, and this morning we're looking at some challenges of governing in a disaster zone. We'll start with money. Louisiana's governor is asking Washington to meet the payrolls of local governments that lost much of their tax revenues. In the long term, Louisiana officials want $250 billion. It would be federal aid for stronger levees, for restoring wetlands, and for so much more that it's drawing criticism. One sponsor is Mary Landrieu, Louisiana's Democratic senator, who met us yesterday in those cool offices at New Orleans City Hall.
The people in Louisiana should not pick up the tab for a levee system that benefits the whole nation. Because this river is not here, the levees aren't here just to protect the people that live next to it. They're here so that grain can come out of, you know, Kansas, and so that the water doesn't flood the upper parts of the United States. It flows to the Gulf. And so the federal government and the national government have a real obligation to help invest in this part of the country.
Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans, told reporters yesterday he didn't care if the aid package ended up being $250 billion or $100 billion. Is it becoming clear that $250 billion might be the request, but you're not going to get anywhere near that, given
no,
the situation?
No, I don't think so. Since I'm the one that asked for it, I think it'll actually be more than that.
What has the initial response been?
Well, for people who don't understand about Louisiana and don't understand about why Andrew Jackson protected us and don't understand why Thomas Jefferson bought us, then there's nothing I can say that can make them understand. But for people that know what the Gulf Coast is and what the Energy Coast is and how important this piece of land is to the strategic development of the country, $200 billion over a 20-year period is a drop in the bucket.
You referred to the Energy Coast. Oil companies have been blamed for part of the destruction of wetlands, which in turn has been blamed for weakening the defenses of New Orleans against a hurricane. Should the oil industry have to help pay to restore them?
Well, first of all, that's not true. What is true is that the subsidence of the Delta was basically done by the levying of the Mississippi River for trade and commerce, not for oil and gas, for trade and commerce. Then in addition, what contributed to the loss of the wetlands, because the Delta couldn't replenish itself, they started to subside. The oil and gas industry came in and started digging canals into the wetlands. And those canals have started out to be 2 or 3 feet wide, and now they might be 30 feet wide in some places. So they have exacerbated an already difficult situation. But they weren't the cause of it. They're not going to be the solution to it.
Although it sounds like you acknowledge that they're part of the problem.
They're part of the problem.
So should they pay?
They could pay something, yes. They could pay something, particularly the ones that are making a good bit of money. But they are responsible for, right now under the new regulations, closing some of those channels. And I do think that the oil and gas industry has a role to play.
Are you sure you can justify all $250 billion? There are tens of millions of dollars for sugarcane research, for example.
We don't think every project in there, you know, will pass. But let me ask you this. Are people confident the money they've given to FEMA has been spent well? Why do they just jump to the conclusion that any money that Louisiana would be spending would not be being spent well? We've not asked for a blank check. We've not demanded this money. We've respectfully requested it. We have no problem with transparency and accountability, and so we're open to any system that we or others could suggest to make sure that the money is spent well and wisely.
Including naming some federal overseer, some reconstruction czar?
Well, no, I don't support a czar. I would support a federal facilitator, but we would not mind having any federal dollar that's spent in any program should be accounted for. And we're not doing a real good job of accounting for our money in Iraq, but just because a person from Louisiana asks for money, the first reaction is, oh my God, we can't give them any because they're corrupt, is obnoxious and it's insulting to every person in Louisiana. Having said that, we're not saying that we haven't had some problems with corruption in the past, but who hasn't?
That's Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, who's pushing to recover lost revenue for her region.